1-800-332-0952. And join us again for an awesome Word of God next week at the same time.
This is radio station KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Join us as we open our Bibles, hearts, and minds to be blessed by the Word of God as Dr. Joshua Joy Dara, Senior Pastor of Zion Hill Church Family, gives us insight into the Gospel in plain English.
Welcome to the Zion Hill Church Family Broadcast, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Nestled in the vibrant community of Pineville, Louisiana, under the compassionate leadership of Pastor Joshua Joy Dara, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZionHill.com. Now, let's join the broadcast, already in progress.
Will you please stand with me as we read the Word of God? The book is Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 32 and verse 33. Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 32 and verse 33. We have been trying to develop message that God gave us for the year, that this year will be a year of what? Dominion. So, and what I've been doing is just laying the foundation in this first part of the year so we can live on and live in victory. So glad to see all of our pastors. We appreciate you. Please don't forget one of our sons in the Lord, Pastor Greg Tinney. He's having his pastor's annual on January the 26th, I believe, at 3 o'clock. And he's inviting us to come and celebrate with him. Amen. And then another son, Pastor Reeves, also having his own anniversary, and we invited again to come. That means your pastor and the choir, the musicians, and the congregation. Amen. It's one other brother in the Lord, Dale somebody. Dale Sanders, amen. He said, me too, I'm your son too. And we're supposed to go to, I don't know, somewhere. Where is that? Gina, Louisiana, praise the Lord. We rejoice with those who rejoice. Amen. We are grateful to all of our sons and daughters in the Lord. The Lord is blessing them. The book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 32 and verse 33. The Bible says, "And what more shall I say? For the time will not fail me to tell of so many people who walk in dominion." Then for the sake of time, the Bible gives you some leads so that what we're asking you to do is nothing new. Somebody is doing it as we speak. Somebody has already done it. So let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them have dominion. That's the will of God for us. So the Bible in New Testament is giving you some examples. It says Gideon was one of them. He said Barak is one of them. Samson is one of them. Make sure it's in your Bible. Jephthah is one of them. Samuel is one of them. It's a bunch of prophets. So God is making it simple so you know. Then he said in verse 33, what about all these people? He said, through faith, they subdue kingdoms. You see how you walk in dominion? Through faith, they wrought righteousness. Make sure it's in your Bible. Through faith, they don't just sing about the promises of God. They obtained it. Make sure it's in your Bible. They're not just preaching it. They're not just teaching it in Bible school or Sunday school. You can literally look at their life and see that they obtained, they possess the promises of God. Make sure it's in your Bible. Say, through faith, they shut the mouth of lions. Good God Almighty. Is that in your Bible? Let's pray. Father, we are grateful for the word of God. Lord, I thank you for your presence in this place. Thank you for the privilege to walk in dominion. Holy Spirit, help me to explain your word that everybody will see it. And help us not just to be hearers alone, but doers of the word. Open your mouth, shout amen.
Amen.
I am still praying. They came one day to the government. They said, that deceiver. They're talking about Jesus. He promised that if we kill him, in 3 days, he's going to get up. They say, we know he's a deceiver, but let's make sure we block him. So, let's make sure we cover the grave with a big stone, immovable stone. And then let's seal that stone. And get some soldiers to guard that grave. Your Honor, we have to do that because if we don't, his disciples may come and steal the body and then lie to the whole world that he has risen. The Bible said the first day, nothing happened. The second day, absolutely nothing happened. But on the third day, today I pray, today is your third day. Everything that is trying to keep you down, God will get rid of it. Open your mouth, shout amen. Amen. We don't serve a dead God. Everything that is trying to keep you down, trying to mess with your health, and mess with your marriage, and mess with your family, and trouble your children, today we'll bind that forth. In the name of Jesus. On the third day, he got up. Am I still in the book? The Bible said, an angel of the Lord came and rolled the stone away and then sat on it. That must be a black angel. Black people have attitude, you know. He didn't just roll. He didn't just roll the stone away. He sat on and said, I dare you. Bring it on. Today I pray in the name of Jesus, the name that is above every name. Whatever is troubling your destiny shall be rolled away. Open your mouth, shout amen. Amen. Every forces of darkness that is getting in the way and blocking your dreams and blocking your vision and blocking your progress, those forces shall be rolled away in Jesus' name. I'm just praying. The Bible said, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, that same spirit lives inside of you and me. Today I pray, the word of God said that same spirit will quicken your mortal body. I pray for you and me. If you are here today, maybe you like me, you're on medication. Ain't no shame in my game. They say you live a very stressful life, Reverend. You need this medication to keep your blood pressure down. I pray the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, it will quicken your mortal body. Whatever is missing, I pray God will make it right. God has never run out of spare parts. Whatever is dead, I speak to every Lazarus in the house, come forth in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare healing in this house. Deliverance in this house. That resurrection power will resolve. Every mountain shall be made low. Every valley shall be exalted. In Jesus' name. Open your mouth, shout amen. Amen. It is so. You may be seated. I want to talk with you this morning on the subject titled Faith, the Master Key for Dominion. Faith, the Master Key for dominion. this ministry here. There's a lot of rooms. There's a lot of doors. And every door has a key. As pastor, I want to be able to open any door whenever I need to. So I told the contractor, I don't have time carrying a bunch of keys. I want a master key. One key that will open everything. Amen, somebody. Amen. And bless God, they gave me one. I learned about the power of the master key. So today, by permission of the Holy Spirit, I want to give you the master key for dominion. So I want to encourage you, pay attention. Amen. During the watch night, I told you, by permission of the Holy Spirit, this year shall be a year of dominion. Am I right about it? Then last week, by permission of the Holy Spirit, I gave you 7 steps for you and me to have dominion. One of those steps is knowledge. Another step is understanding. Another step is that you need to believe God. Another step is that you have to receive what God is offering to you. Another step we talked about is not only for you to receive it, but to declare it. You have to have the courage to speak what is in your heart. My brothers and my sister, I said also that you need to become fully persuaded that God is able to do what he says. And finally, I said to you, you need wisdom. It's one thing to believe something. It's one thing to decree and declare it. But you have to apply it in your life. Now, out of that 7 list, I want you to pay very close attention to 4 of them. Because those 4 is what we call faith. Sometimes you just need to simplify things. Ladies and gentlemen, those 4 is that you have to believe God. That's faith. The courage to believe what God said. So even when the day is so bright, the sun is shining, and God says it's going to rain, you have to believe him. Another thing is that you have to receive what God has offered, what God has promised you. And another thing is that you have to learn to become fully persuaded. Because the devil will try to talk you out of it. But once you know that you know that you know God has spoken, storm may rise and winds may blow, But you have made up your mind. You're going to side with God. And another thing is what I call wisdom, because you have to apply what you believe in God for. What you receive in your spirit, what you have become fully persuaded about, you have to apply it. The word of God in your heart that is not applied in your life is just theories. The world is dying to see evidence. Young people, they don't want to just hear good sermon, good preaching. They don't care about good singing. They are from the show me state. Don't talk about healing when you stay sick all year. Don't talk about the Lord will make a way, or sing about the Lord will make a way, and you're struggling all year. They want evidence. So today, by faith, I want to show you and me the master key for dominion. So I want you to be honest with yourself to receive what I'm about to share with you. Honesty is very important. Amen. I used to have a wristwatch. Many of you may not notice it. I don't wear wristwatch anymore. Nothing against wristwatch. I just have sensitive skin, you know. Mm-hmm. I used to wear this wristwatch, and everywhere I go, people will commend me for my wristwatch. They said, that looks nice. They said, that's just, where did you get that from? And everywhere I go, they don't realize that, the truth be told, that wristwatch don't work. I'm trying to help somebody. I was just using it as an accessory. There are many Christians like that. You are in church. You dressed up for church. You look churchy, you smell churchy. But no power. That is why I say pay attention to it. I don't mean to put myself down, because I fooled the community for years with my dead watch. But the truth be told, I was only fooling my own self. That is why I said, when you come to a world church like this, it's not just another visit. Amen. You have to pay very close attention. You have to turn on your spirit man. Amen. Amen. It's not enough to have your name on the membership roll. It's not enough to sing and shout. In order for you to dominate, it takes faith. Notice what I read to you this morning in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32. In case you miss it, there were seven names given to you. I wish I have time just to walk you through each of those seven names, because God gave you and me the list to let you know what God is saying belongs to you. Some people are already taking it. Gave you the list of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, the prophets. These are people who dominate their generation by faith. Look at the life of Gideon. If you remember, he was an Israelite, and they had an enemy, just like you and me had enemies. And these enemies will wait until the Israelites work all year, grow their crops. But then when it comes harvest time, then the enemy will come and steal everything they work for all year. I can stop there and preach to you all day. Many of you, you've been working. Black people are not lazy. Yes, I said it. I'm doing my own Black History Month already. But what good when you work all year and the enemy keeps stealing your goods? So the people cry to God. I wish I have time to preach that someday. There's something you need to know about the Israelites. They are like you and me. They always messed up. Mm-hmm. In other words, they sin. Don't look like me as if you don't know what I'm talking about. You old. They always messed up. Mm-hmm. I put my name there too. Don't worry. But you know, God will punish them. God will allow their enemy to trouble them. But one thing I love about the Israelite, I'm an Israelite, I'm a Jew. I will mess up, and then the Lord will allow my enemy to trouble me. And then I will come to my senses. See, the reason why many of you are still in bondage, because you think you never do wrong. He who covereth his sins shall not prosper. But anybody that will confess it and forsake it shall obtain mercy. That's why the Lord be blessing me. They will cry out to the Lord. Lord, I messed up. It's me again. I believe the Lord has a file of me. And then God in his grace and mercy will send somebody to deliver them. Every time. One of these days I'll preach just on Israel because I'm a Jew. I know my folks. So the reason why the enemy is coming to steal everything Israel grows all year is because of their sin. So they cry out to God, and God raised Gideon. Gideon was an ordinary person. That's not my assignment. I'm just letting you understand why Gideon made the list of a person who walks in dominion. Very ordinary, no resume, nothing impressive about him. Yet God called him a man of valor. I can stop there and preach to somebody because you may think you're nobody. But in the sight of Almighty God, you're a mighty man. You're a great woman of God. And then, oh man, I got to move on to my summer. Gideon raised 22,000 people. That's a lot of people to fight. The Lord said that's too many people. And then they had a test. When it was all over, it was down to only 300 people. And yet they won the battle. There's a lesson there. God can do more with less. Ha! Oh, glory. trying to help somebody. So when you say, well, Pastor, I have this dream. I want to start a business. I don't have this. I don't have that. There ain't nobody like me. I'm black. I'm a woman. I'm foreigner. You can think what's cooking my head already. Because I just want to love you now and say, shut up. God can do more with less. If you receive that shout, amen.
Amen.
Now we have people like Barak. You remember Barak? Barak was a soldier. In Israel, Deborah was the judge. And Barak was over the military. So God spoke to the judge. I wish I have time. Because the Bible said Deborah was a woman of faith and woman of wisdom. See, so years ago, I tapped into that anointing. And bless God, God spoke to Deborah to raise an army to go fight the enemy of Israel. So Deborah, being a woman, called the military general. He said, sir, you are the chief commander. Raise up 10,000 people. Go fight the enemy. The Lord said we're going to win. Now, Barak, the general, said, oh, no. The devil is a lie. I ain't going. Do you know who our enemy is? They outnumber us. They whoop our behind several times. And then you say, the Lord say. See, I just told you, in order to dominate, you have to believe what the Lord said. This man did not. He said, the only way I will go out and fight is if you come with me. Deborah warned him. Deborah said, sir, I'm a woman. If I go with you, the glory, the credit will be given to a woman. All right. That a woman won the battle. All right. But he was too chicken to. That's a sermon by itself. Hey, all of you men, listen to your boss. God has been trying to do some awesome things, but you scared. God delivered me from a man that would not be a man. Maybe I need to wait until Father's Day to preach that. Or maybe we need a man day or something. I don't know. Thank God for all the sisters. But there is something about being a man. Every now and then, God is my witness. My wife will say, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? I say, I'm a man. She said, I say, I am a man. I ain't scared. To cut the story short, Barak had to go to war with Deborah. And you know how the war went down. They won the battle because the enemy, God, that's another thing I got to preach to you. How God deliver his children. Can I tell you a little secret about God? It's very simple for him to win. Every time, right now some people are trying to fight Israel. I feel sorry for them. You cannot defeat Israel. Not even U.S. can defeat Israel. Yes, I said it. Since a few days, I'll be going to Washington, you know. They invited me for inauguration, all that stuff. My wife and I are going. Washington, listen to me. You cannot defeat Israel. No nation. You know how God always defeat Israel? He will. The enemy will gather. They will outnumber Israel. And then, before you realize it, God will just shake the sky. All right. or God will shake the ground, and God will confuse the enemy. There's a pattern. They never lose. There's a lesson there. If you are a child of God, no devil can beat you. You will always win. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord. That day, God caused so much rain. It was flooding. And then the ground was marshy. The enemy's army could not march. They were sinking. They were all drowned in muddy ground. Then their leader saw what's going on. Their leader is called Sisera. Once he saw what's going on, he ran. He got off his chariot, trying to escape. And then he found a raggedy house. And then he went inside and found a woman. And he said, "Look, cover me. You stay at the door. If anybody asks you, is anybody in your house? Say, no, nobody here." And that woman said, "Who are you?" Then he told her who he was. And then the woman, the Bible says, the woman covered him with blankets. And the woman gave him milk to drink. And then he was so tired, he went to sleep. While he was sleeping, the woman come with a big peg and a hammer and nail his head and kill the general, the enemy of Israel. When the word got out, everybody knew he took a woman. Just like that, George Deborah said. The Bible is full of lessons, you know. I'm trying to tell you, everybody that made that list, there's a testimony about them that they walk in dominion. Samson made the list. You remember Samson? Samson was like your pastor. He messed up. He was betrayed by Delilah. Mm-hmm. And all the Delilah dropped their heads. They don't make pastors like this anymore. Praise the Lord. But again, see the pattern. Samson repented. And when Samson repented, even though he's been captured by his enemy, even though they've got his eyes out, he's completely blind. The Bible says his hair began to grow again. Can you handle what I'm trying to teach you? The Bible says his strength began to come back again. What the enemy meant for evil in your life, I say unto you, my brothers, my sisters, God will turn it around for your good. He killed more at his death than he did at his life. What am I trying to say? Everyone on that list, they had a testimony. Everyone on that list, whether it's Jephthah, whether it's Samson, whether it's Samuel, whether it's David, I wish I have time to go through each of them. God allowed ordinary men and women to dominate. And God wants to use you also. The Bible says the prophets. You know why the Bible used the prophets? Because there's just too many of them. These are people that walk in dominion. Their career has what we call dominion mandate. Look at Elijah, for example, an ordinary preacher. He took over the whole country. Did you know I'm not elected to do nothing? And yet when I speak, everybody pay attention. That's walking in dominion. Elijah said, "At my word, it's not going to rain in the whole country. And God shut down all of heaven. The president of Israel at that time called Elijah the preacher, "You who trouble Israel." When you are walking in dominion, ladies and gentlemen, even your enemies will be scared of you. Prophets, real prophets, they are unstoppable. They are heavenly agents on earth. And the devil knows that. The Bible says all these examples, true faith. That's the key word. Through faith, they subdue kingdoms. They wrought righteousness. They quench the mouth of lions. They obtained the promises. I want to tell you what faith is and how you can use your faith to walk in dominion. We don't need to make this too complicated. Faith is simply taking God at his word. You see how simple that is? Here you are. You run out of money. And then there's news that, okay, the check ain't coming no more. And yet you sit at the bus stop because you know your own check will come because God said it. Faith is when you take God at his word. Then, through your faith, you become a spiritual partner with God. I only have 3 points. Faith is being in partnership with God. It's not you, but you are in partnership with God. You remember how Paul said, Paul plants, Apollo waters, God grants the increase. Can you see the partnership? The problem with you and me, we have been busy trying to do things ourselves. True faith, you literally become God's partner. You become one with God. Whatever cannot stand God cannot stand you. Because you are in partnership with God. Faith empowers you and me to have dominion. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 27 gives you an example. He said, by faith, Moses. See, they're giving you all these names. If you read Hebrews 11, they give you all kinds of names. By faith, Sarah. By faith, Joshua. By faith. They're letting you know this thing we're asking you to enjoy is not a mystery. The Bible said, by faith, Moses forsook Israel. He forsook Egypt. He was raised in Pharaoh's home, right? He had the opportunity to eat and dine with the big shots. But he said, forget all of that. Why? So that he can become a partner with God. And I don't have time to tell you, when Moses became a partner with God, he did many things. He led over 1 million people to the promised land. Will you believe he was so much in partnership with God that when he died, the Bible says God himself buried him. Oh, good God. They couldn't find his grave. They couldn't find his body. They said, because God himself. Can you imagine God digging the ground? Oh. He got in partnership with God. If you will get in partnership with God this year, believe me when I tell you, this will be the greatest year of your life. You will do things unimaginable. You will walk in dominion. People will see you and think you are God. It's in your Bible. The disciples came to town. They said, this man is not God. You know why they call them God? They are not God. They're just human beings. But because they are walking in dominion. They are walking in power. Their shadows was healing people. They don't have train or city bus. They have no car to go. They will send handkerchief. Secondly, faith, why you need it for dominion is because faith taps into the power of God. In other words, you realize you're just an ordinary human being, but you know God's got the power. And then you tap. You see how this thing works? I'm showing you the master key. I wish I can tell you I am so smart in what I do. The truth be told, and I don't mean to put myself down, I am an average student. I had never graduated from any school, magna cum laude. Everything I got is thank you, Lordy. Jesus, help me, Holy Ghost. But what I learned to do, the brother is not that smart, I know. But what I've learned to do is to tap into the power of God. You know, I learned this little trick when I was a youngster. You see, locusts, in Africa, we have locust problem. But the first time I saw a locust, I was amazed. They're very tiny little creatures. So I'm trying to imagine, how do these little tiny flies can fly miles and miles and miles? The Africans discover all the locusts do is to wait until the wind's blowing. And then the locusts jump into the wind. And then the wind carry him. Ah, Yamakaraka, send the yamukus. Faith is using your confidence in God to tap into the power of God. You cannot do it on your own. Everything I ever do in my life, not just with this church, in my own life, I never had the resources. I never had the support. So how is it done? I tap into the power of God. Tell your neighbor, I got that. Remember the woman with the issue of blood. She was not on program. Am I right about it? Her name is not even on the membership. But she heard Jesus is passing by. She said to herself, if I can only touch the hem of his garment, I know. It's good to know. My homegirl Sally will say, it's good to know. I say, sing, girl, sing it. It's good to know. It's good to know. It's good to know. Nobody can take away from you what you know. The biggest problem I have with people is what I know. The Bible says, be still and know. Yes, sir. God is God. He's having a revelation. It doesn't matter what comes up. I'm not going to know inaugural ball. I come to speak life into the whole city. Glory be to God. That woman said, I know. I shall be made whole. Now here's where faith works. Press away. Get out of my way. Get out of my way. Get out. Woman, what's your problem? Get out of my way. Get out of my way. You two, get out. Get out. No devil could stop. She's going all the way until she touched. And Jesus said, the moment that woman, he says, somebody touch me. Oh, church people, you know, they always used 2 times 2 equals 4. Reverend, how are you going to say somebody touch you? There's so many people here. Everybody is wrong. You can't know who touched you. No. Somebody touch me. Because I could see power, virtue, come out of me. You know what that woman did? She tapped into the power of God. Every time you activate your faith, you are tapping into the power of God. I went the other day to see a doctor. True story. His name is Hawthorne, if you want to know. He's a heart doctor, you know. I go to see him one time in a year. I don't mean to put myself down. I just want to help your faith. I don't want you to think you're the only one sick. I don't want you to think you're the only one having challenges with your children. We live in a real world. This is a broken world. The real question is, what you gonna do? When the devil tried to mess with you. The doctor said, Reverend, I notice that you are unusually happy. Even my staff told me how you are always smiling. Do you know something? I said, you sure right about it.
Go ahead, all right. Hey, right there.
They hook you up with machine, you know. But you see, maybe your heart is still beating, so you don't drop out, fall out, or drop dead, or whatever. I don't know. And so I invited all of them, come take picture with me. See, there's an anointing flowing. Come here, sit. So you stand there. You stand there. It's not you. Is the power of God available for you to tap into? I am an ordinary human being, just like you. I hurt when you cut. I will bleed if somebody cut. Nothing spectacular. It is the power of God. Is available to you, to me, to all of us. We need to tap into it. Amen, somebody. It doesn't matter whatever is trying to attack you, whether it's your health, whether it's your mind, whether it's your relationship, activate your faith. Today, in the name of Jesus, somebody is taking dominion.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Every harassment in your life, every harassment in your family, it's not just me, every harassment on your children. Today, in the name of Jesus Christ, you are taking dominion today. Jesus told one man, he said, pick up your bed. That's right. You know what he was trying to tell him? He said, look, stop whining. It's time for you to take dominion. I don't have enough time to preach that, but that man changed his posture that day. And my prayer for you is that you and me today, we will change our posture. The man received the word. The man believed the word. The man became fully persuaded of the word. The man practiced, applied. He picked up his mind. Immediately, he started to walk. Somebody shout dominion. Let me make one more point so we can go home. Faith puts you in partnership with God. Point one. Point two, faith taps into the power of God. Point number three is that faith secures divine intervention.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZIONHILL.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor